Imagine being bonded to not just one dragon, but two, while discovering your own body houses dual magical powers that shouldn't coexist. This is Violet Sorengale's reality in the heart-stopping continuation of her journey. Following her mother's death and the revelation that her lover Zayden has channeled forbidden dark magic, Violet faces impossible choices. The protective wards around their realm are failing faster than expected. Only 6 months remain before total collapse. Beyond those barriers wait the Venon, soul-draining enemies once thought mindless but now revealed to be organized and strategic, with wielders capable of their own devastating magic. The political landscape grows treacherous as Violet navigates alliances between rival provinces. When Venon infiltrate disguised as scribes, attempting to free a captured dark wielder, it becomes clear the enemy they've been searching for has already breached their defenses. Meanwhile, Zayden struggles with growing darkness after channeling forbidden earth magic. His eyes occasionally flash red, revealing the Venon transformation taking place within. Despite the danger, Violet refuses to abandon him. Their bond, both emotional and magical, deepens against all odds, creating a love story that defies the boundaries of duty and survival. Violet's love for Zayden drives her into forbidden territory, unlocking her father's encrypted research about the Outer Isles, where ancient knowledge might defeat the Venon. Using the password Aimseer, she discovers a letter mentioning a merchant with a weapon against enemies from Lore. This personal quest aligns with her official mission, finding the seventh dragon breed, the Irids, who could strengthen the failing wards. Violet's squad travels across treacherous seas to islands with unique challenges: Devarelli, where magic cannot manifest, Umbriel, with its warrior culture, Hedotis, with its treacherous triumvirate, and Zephilna, with its deadly games. In Devarelli, Zayden finds temporary relief from his darkness. In Hedotis, he confronts his estranged mother, while local leaders poison one of their companions during a diplomatic dinner. After their escape, tragedy strikes on Zehelna when one of their own is killed during a ritual game turned deadly. After burying a fallen comrade, Violet's expedition discovers an uncharted island inhabited by six massive Irid dragons, the elusive seventh breed. These silver-scaled creatures communicate telepathically and deliver devastating news. There is no cure for Venon transformation. Dark wielders lose their souls incrementally, without hope of recovery. The Irids recognize Violet's dragon Ardarna as the Criterion, left to measure human progress toward peace. They condemn humans for weaponizing magic and refuse to join the war, believing Violet seeks victory rather than peace. They reject Ardarna as Irid in name only and call Zayden an abomination when his eyes flash red. The expedition returns to find their world in chaos, their queen killed, neighboring territories fallen, and half of Kravla under Venon control. Dark wielders now use lightning wielders to navigate storms and direct devastating strikes. Amidst this intensifying war, Violet uncovers a disturbing prophecy that the heart that beat for me, or within me, would turn dark. Violet masters two contrasting magical signets, destructive lightning wielding and subtle dreamwalking. During training, she performs a spectacular feat, standing on her dragon's back during a dive, striking with lightning, then being caught in his talons. Political tensions escalate when Zayden defies orders by sheltering fleeing civilians, triggering military threats from neighboring provinces. Violet learns her dreamwalking ability would mean execution if discovered, due to its invasive nature. When Wyvern riders attack their stronghold, Violet confronts Theophany, who reveals herself as a powerful storm wielder capable of controlling entire weather systems. Theophany attempts to recruit Violet before Leothan interrupts by activating the Wardstone to temporarily save the realm. Leothan explains that Ardarna could break their bond herself. Bonds are merely magical ties. You are Irid. You are magic. Bend it, shape it, break it as you see fit. Seeing Andarna's longing for her own kind, Violet makes the heartbreaking choice to release her, leaving herself hollow as both Irids vanish into the night.
How do you face an enemy who knows your every weakness? After days of depression following Ardarna's departure, Violet learns Zayden has opened borders against Decree, allowing refugees. Neighboring provinces threaten war, with troops at their borders. The final confrontation begins when Theophany captures Violet's sister, demanding Violet come to Drathys within 5 hours or watch her die. Despite warnings to prioritize killing Theophany over rescue, Violet refuses. Upon arrival, Theophany cruelly slits her sister's throat despite their agreement, revealing, "First thing to learn about us is we're careful with our words, and the second, we also lie." As allies fight to save her sister, Violet confronts Theophany in a brutal battle. The Maven unleashes her power as a storm wielder, creating a devastating tornado. Crashed down a mountainside with a broken arm, Violet faces her enemy with diminished power but unwavering resolve. Zayden arrives, wielding shadows as the battle reaches its climax. Using a sacred dagger, Violet releases lightning that reveals both Theophany and Ardana, who has returned. When Theophany reaches for Ardana, Violet drives the temple dagger into her heart, discovering the weapon can kill even the Maven. Violet awakens at Ryerson House with a 12-hour memory gap amid devastation. 4 riders and their dragons dead, 3 council members slaughtered, and 6 dragon eggs missing. All evidence points to Zayden. Violet finds an emerald ring on her finger, matching stones from his ancestral blade. A formal document confirms their marriage, properly blessed and witnessed, but the message on its reverse crushes her. "Don't look for me. It's yours now." The truth emerges. Zayden has chosen exile, sacrificing everything to protect Violet and their world from the darkness growing within him. When Violet questions her friend about the memory gap, the chilling response, "What you asked me to," suggests a horrifying possibility. Violet wasn't merely a victim, but potentially an active participant in whatever transpired during those missing hours, making choices she can no longer remember. What defines us? The powers we wield, or the choices we make with them? Duality permeates the narrative through Violet's split nature, destructive lightning versus connective dreamwalking, her bond with 2 dragons, and her struggle between realm duty and devotion to Zayden. The Venon function as dark reflections of riders, using the same magical abilities but corrupted by drawing power directly from Earth. This corruption manifests as gradual descent, blurring the line between hero and villain. Zayden's battle against this internal darkness forms the story's emotional core. Even the political landscape reflects this duality, with provinces representing opposing approaches to the same threat. The Irid's neutrality suggests both approaches may be flawed, hinting at solutions beyond the binary of conquer or be conquered. In this world, every power has both creative and destructive applications. Magic itself is neutral, defined by intent and method. As Violet's journey continues, one truth emerges. True strength lies not in the magic we wield, but in the hearts guiding our hands.